Hey gamers, Jake Barros here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. After it was hit by the larger round of layoffs across Xbox Studios last month, Toys for Bob, the team behind Crash Bandicoot 4, Skylanders, and the excellent Spyro remasters, has announced that it's leaving the care of Activision and becoming a full independent studio. While the studio presumably won't continue to make Spyro or Crash games independently, since it doesn't hold the rights, it has also revealed it's exploring a possible partnership directly with Microsoft for the future. Embracer Group, which has been in turmoil since last year following a failed $2 billion deal, is reportedly looking to sell off Saber Interactive, which is currently developing a remake of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. It's claimed that Saber will be sold for around $500 million US and will continue to develop the remake. Another Embracer subsidiary, Borderlands developer Gearbox Software, is also reportedly close to being sold off. After being first teased back in mid-2022, Nacon Studio Milan's survival game set in the world of the iconic Terminator franchise has been given an official title and initial release date at the just-debuted Nacon Connect 2024. Officially dubbed Terminator Survivors, it looks to be an open-world survival game with an original story taking place after the first two Terminator films, playable either solo or with up to three friends. Terminator Survivors will launch as an early access title on October 24th this year, with a console release to follow at a later date. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.